Sawal Kiye Ja. I'm your host Vidya and this is the Safari Quiz Show brought to you by Safari Kid. Hope you're all ready, sitting around your radio, gathering your family together or your computer and for an hour of quizzing fun. Remember, you can listen to the show in three ways. On the radio, of course. Then you can go to RadioZindagi.com and click the live radio button. You can also download the free Radio Zindagi mobile app. Also, if you want to participate on the show, please go to SafariKidCA.com to register. Let me give you that website address again. It's SafariKidCA.com. With that, let's go over the rules one more time. We have three segments. Usually there are 10 questions, but sometimes we can have more on three different topics. Each correct answer gets 10 points on the first try. If the question passes, the answer gets 5 points. Wrong answers get minus 5. If the question comes to you because the first person who buzzed could not answer, you can choose to pass. And there's no penalty for passing a question. This rule is very important, so listen carefully. If you buzz in first, you have to answer the question. You cannot pass. For the kids who are listening at home, and I know we have a bunch of regular listeners and we love them for it, I will have a listener question at the end of each round. So do keep listening and answer the question for a chance to win our prizes. With that, let's introduce our contestants for today. First, we have Ruhi. Ruhi, welcome to the Safari Quiz Show.
Hi, my name is Ruhi Shragi, and I'm 9 years old. I'm a fourth grader in Pearl Zanker Elementary School.
Ruhi, you'll have to speak a little bit louder next time, okay? Ruhi is a little nervous, but don't be. The questions today are a lot of fun and very easy. So sit closer to the mic and speak a little louder. And remember to press your buzzer absolutely sharply when you're ready to go on, okay? All right, our next challenger is Adarsh. Adarsh, tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Adarsh Jiram. I go to Ardenwood. I'm in fourth grade and I'm in Miss Kelly's class.
Miss Kelly's class? Is she a good
Miss
teacher?
Miss Kelly's class.
You like your
Her
teacher?
Real name is Miss Burton, but she got married this year.
Oh, that's right. That's right. My daughter
So
had
she was
her last
gone
year.
For 1 month.
Okay, that's excellent. Also, Adarsh, sit closer to the mic so that we can hear you very clearly. Our returning champion is Abhinav. Abhinav, last week, after you won, you told me you had not prepared at all.
This time.
Is that the same thing this time as well?
No, this time I prepared a little. My mom and dad were quizzing me about the questions or topics this week.
Okay, so we are expecting a lot from you. So this week, our topics are superheroes, which should be a fun topic. Our second topic is a human body. And of course, our usual category, which is current events. So this week, unlike the last weeks, I'm going to actually flip the categories over and I'm going to do current events first. It's probably the most challenging for our contestants and I wanted to get it over with so that they can enjoy the two superhero and human body categories. And plus, I have more questions in those categories. So let's go for our current events question. Let's see, everybody, get ready with your buzzers. Here is the first question on current events. This week was the anniversary of the horrific tidal wave in Japan that killed almost 19,000 people. What is that gigantic tidal wave called? Yes.
Tsunami.
Tsunami is right. Abhinav gets 10 points. Adarsh, Ruhi, are you getting a sense of how to do this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Remember to press the buzzer quickly because the machine here in front of me will be able to tell me which one of you pressed the buzzer first. Adarsh has a purple buzzer. Abhinav has a green buzzer and Ruhi has an orange buzzer. I'll try and remember to mention the colors as I'm going along. But if the buzzer sounds the same for everybody, it just lights up a different color. We've tried to move to this system because we want to make sure that the system tells us who buzzed first and I don't have to depend on my old ears to decide whose buzzer went first. Okay, with that, let's go to our second question. We've had one question so far and Abhinav has 10 points. Second question. These small pet amphibians were discovered to have caused a number of salmonella infections that sickened many kids. These small... Yes.
A poisonous tree frog?
You know, I'm going to give you 10 points for that. It's just the frog. Here you go. That's purple and 10 points to Adarsh. Third question. To please his daughter... A dad hacked into this game to make Pauline rescue Mario, who is being held by this evil gorilla, instead of the other way around. What's the name of the game? Yes.
Mario Kart?
Oh, no. You owe me 5 points. It's a game. Abhinav, do you want to try the question? It passes to you. It's a question. It's a game. It's an old classic game with the evil gorilla.
I'm going to pass.
Pass. And Ruhi, do you want to take a stab at the answer?
Mm-mm.
No. The answer is Donkey Kong.
Oh.
Okay. Question number
I thought
four.
You were talking the game, not the gorilla.
The game is Donkey Kong. Question number four. This game by Rovio featuring evil pigs has been downloaded over... Yes.
Angry Birds.
Angry Birds is right. Did an early buzzer. And yes, kids, you can buzz in early. You don't have to wait for me to finish the question. If you think you know the answer, you can buzz in early. It's a little risky because I'll stop asking the question. And then you have to guess based on whatever I've said so far. But Abhinav knew the answer and everybody has a cough and cold today. Okay, question number five. On Wednesday, Cardinal Jorge Mario Bergoglio was elected the new pope. What name did he take? Yes, Abhinav.
Pope Francis.
Pope Francis is right. Adarsh, did you know the answer?
Yeah, but I...
Didn't buzz in fast enough, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you have to buzz in fast. That's the challenge here. Question number six. Which country is the new pope from?
Yes. Argentina.
Oh, Ruhi knew the answer but didn't buzz in fast enough. And 10 points go to Abhinav. Don't worry, there are lots of questions left. This is just the current events. We have two more categories left. Question number seven.
I was going to say South America, not Argentina.
That's a continent. Yes, we need the country. Question number seven. Xi Jinping was formally elected president of this country. Yes.
China?
China is right, and Ruhi opens her account with 10 points. Question number nine. Physicists are confident they have found this particle, sometimes referred to as the God particle. No? Want to take a guess?
No.
Higgs boson. Called the Higgs boson particle.
Oh, yeah, I heard of that.
Okay. Ninth question. There have been questions about the use of these unmanned combat aerial vehicles used by the U.S. military. Yes.
Drones.
Drones is right. Abhinav gets 10 points. And question number 10. A major competitor of Apple unveiled the... Yes.
Samsung.
Samsung is right. Abhinav beat the buzzer again and has 10 more points. He's doing really well in this round. But we'll tote up the points after the break. But before the break, we have our listener question, our listener challenge question. Okay, everybody listening at home, here's your question to win prizes. And our call-in number is 510-770-1550. We already have somebody on the line. Let's take that call and see what they're up to. Hello, you're on the Safari Quiz Show.
Is this a Hindi program or is it an English program?
It's an English program.
Okay, then it's good.
Okay, thank you. And here's that's a call-in number, 510-770-1550. And let's have our listener question. Our listener question is, the number of these black and orange butterflies that migrate to a Mexican forest every year has dropped to its lowest level in decades. That question, I know you probably know the answer, Adarsh, but this is for our listeners back home. So what are these black and orange butterflies called? They're very beautiful, and we see them a lot in the Bay Area as well. And let's go to our first caller. Our first caller is...
Hello?
Yes, what's your name?
My name is Pranav.
Pranav, what's your answer? What kind of butterfly is it?
The Mexican butterfly.
Thank you, Pranav, for that answer. Let's go to our next caller. Hello, you're on the Safari Quiz Show. What's your name?
Sabina.
Sabina, regular caller. Sabina, why aren't you participating on our show? We'd love to see you in the studio.
Oh, I want to. I have to ask my parents. Maybe I will come.
Okay, that'll be fantastic. What's your answer, Sabina?
The monarch butterfly.
The monarch butterfly is Sabina's answer. Let's take our next caller. Hello, and welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. What's your name?
Kunal Sharma.
Kunal? Did I get that right?
Yes.
Hi, Kunal. What's your answer?
Also monarch butterfly.
Okay, thank you, Kunal. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. What's your name?
Ayushi.
Ayushi? Yes, Ayushi. What's your answer?
The
monarch butterflies.
Okay, thank you, Ayushi. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show.
Hello, my name is Gaurav.
Gaurav.
And the answer is monarch butterfly.
Okay, thank you, Gaurav. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. Who's this?
Iknur.
Iknur, our favorite. Yes, Iknur, tell us. What's your answer?
Monarch butterfly.
Iknur also says monarch. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. Who's this? I can't hear your name. Can you repeat that?
Anchal.
Anchal. Yes, thank you, Anchal. And what's your answer?
Monarch.
Monarch butterfly is Anchal's answer. Let's see. Let's go to our next caller. Who's this?
This is Amaya.
Amaya. Yes, Amaya. What's your answer?
The monarch butterfly.
Monarch butterfly is Amaya's answer. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. What's your name?
Bubbly,
make sure you turn the radio down when you call in so that...
I did already, and my answer is monarch butterfly.
Okay, Bubbly, thank you. Welcome.
Monarch.
Yeah, who's this? Hi, what's your name?
Ishan, and the answer is monarch.
Answer is monarch. Let's take one more call, last call for this question. Hello, welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. You're our last caller for this show. What's your name?
Anish.
Anish, what's your answer, Anish?
The monarch butterfly.
Thank you, Anish. And with that, we're going to go on a break. When we come back from the break, we will talk about who won the listener challenge. We pick the names in a raffle. And we'll also see how many points our contestants have got. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jeja Sawal Kieja. Hey, kids. Jeja Sawal Kieja. You're back with the Safari Quiz Show. And we're done with the first round. And this week, we opted to go for current events first and get it out of the way so that we have two fun categories left now. And we have two kids with coughs in the studio. And it's flu season. It's been going around. I know. I feel your pain. So let's see who won. First, let's go to see who won the listener challenge. And that is Gaurav. Gaurav, I believe this is the second time you're winning. That's because we have a bunch of kids who are regular listeners and they always make it a point to call in. So if you've been listening and think you know the answers, make sure you get to the phones quickly. Just like our participants have to press the buzzer quickly, you guys have to get to the phones quickly as well. And our call-in number, as always, is 510-770-1550. So Gaurav, you're the winner of the first round. Congratulations. And first listener question and congratulations. And please do write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. That's the email for the show. Let me give it to you again. safariquizshow@gmail.com. So if you have questions about registration, if you have feedback for us, or if you have category ideas, I'm always open for suggestions on what kind of categories listeners would like to listen to. Please write to us and we would love to hear from you. Let's tote up the points of our contestants in the studio today. Adarsh, how many points do you have?
5.
Adarsh has 5 points. Abhinav, how many points do you have?
60.
Abhinav is leading big time with 60 points. Ruhi, how many points do you have?
10.
Ruhi has 10 points. But we are just finished with the current events. Now we'll go to our superhero category where a lot of the questions are very, very simple. So it's very important to have your hands on the buzzer and get your buzzer skills going. Okay, we are going to begin our next topic, which is superheroes. And for this topic, I think we're going to have more than 10 questions. We're going to have 13 questions. Because I just couldn't stop. I just kept going on and on. Okay, the first question. Who is Batman's boy sidekick? What? You kids don't know that. Oh. Abhinav does.
Robin,
of course. For a minute, I was stunned. Who doesn't know Robin? Okay. Which superhero is also known as the Man of Steel?
Abhinav.
Iron Man. 5 points from you, Abhinav. No, it makes sense, right?
Yeah.
He's made of iron, yeah. So why isn't he known as Man of Steel? The answer is, of course, Superman. Okay, so another Superman question. What is Superman's secret identity?
He's an alien?
No, what's his human name?
I don't know.
You don't know? A question passes to others. Do you know what Superman's other name is as a human, as the disguise he has? No? Abhinav, question passes to you.
Hush.
Clark Kent. He's mild-mannered Clark Kent.
Okay. The only human name I know is Spider-Man's.
You know Spider-Man's name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Peter Parker.
What is the name of the superhero who can communicate telepathically with sea creatures and can breathe underwater? It's a very obvious answer, so you can even do a calculated guess in this one. Yes.
Aquaman
is right. Absolutely. And that's another 10 points to Abhinav, who's running away with the competition so far. Okay. What does Wonder Woman wear on her head?
A hairband that has a W on it.
That's good enough. 10 points to Ruhi. She wears a tiara with a W on it. That's right. Okay, and question number 6. Which male superhero wears a costume based on the American flag and carries a shield? Yes.
Captain America.
Captain America is right. 10 points to others. Finally, the others are giving Abhinav a run for his money, but he's really way ahead. So everybody has to really get sharp, okay? All right. What hero does Bruce Banner turn into? Dr. Bruce Banner. When he gets mad, he turns into? Yes.
Hulk.
The Hulk. 10 points to Abhinav. Okay, question number 8. Which Marvel superhero is actually a Norse god? He was in the Avengers movie, if anybody saw that. Yes.
Superman?
No, he's a Norse god.
Thor.
Oh, it wasn't your turn yet. Oh. Question would have passed to this thing. So, Ruhi, you have to give me 5 points, and Abhinav, you have to give me 5 points. Okay. It's Thor. Yes. Question number 9. Which superhero team features Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman? It's a group of... It's like the Avengers have all their heroes. This is... Yes.
Marvel?
Marvel? No, 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 no. It's called Justice League, and that's 5 points away from Ruhi. Okay. This should be easy. Which orphan superhero was raised by Aunt May and Uncle Ben? Yes.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man is right, and Adarsh knew that. Just wasn't quick at the buzzer. Okay, question number 11. Name this mutant whose skeleton is bonded with adamantium. This allows him to heal very fast. Yes.
Superman?
Not Superman. He has a skeleton which has adamantium on it. 5 points from Ruhi. Adarsh, do you want to give a shot at the answer? He is...
I'm not taking a risk.
You're not taking a risk. Abhinav, what about you?
Pass.
He's an X-Man. Now there's no more points, but do you still want to guess? I'll still keep giving you clues.
No.
It's an X-Man who has... claws, whose claws can come out and retract, and he heals really fast. No? Wolverine.
Oh, yeah, I know him.
Question number 12. Who is the founder of the X-Men? No. Why are they called X? X-Men. That's a clue. Professor Xavier. That's why he's called... That's why they're called X-Men. Okay, question number 13. What is the name of the city that Batman protects? Yes.
Gotham City.
Gotham City, that's right. 10 points for Adarsh. And with that, we come to our end of our superhero round. I bet the kids listening to the show are saying, I know that answer. So here's your question. And our phone number is 510-770-1550. Here's your listener question. And I know the kids at home know it. Kids in the studio definitely know this one, so I know that I don't want them to blurt it out. Listener question is, for our second round, is what is the name of Superman's home planet? Our number is 510-770-1550. We already have a caller. Let's go to our caller. Oops, lost that. Let me give you the question again. What is the name of Superman's home planet? Which planet did he come from? Lost that one too. Okay, guys, remember to switch off the radio when you're calling in. Call-in number is 510-770-1550. And the question is, what is the name of Superman's home planet? Let's go to our first caller. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. Who's this?
Sabina.
Hi, Sabina. What's your answer?
Our planet, Krypton.
Sabina says Krypton. Let's go to our next caller. Hello, welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. What's your name?
My name is Samar.
How, Smart?
Yes.
Okay. How do you spell that? S-M-A-R-T-H?
Yes.
Okay. And what's your answer, Smarth?
Krypton.
It's Krypton. And Smarth is a new caller. Welcome to the show. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. What's your name?
Pranav.
Pranav. Yes, Pranav, yes. What's your answer?
Krypton.
Krypton says Pranav. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. What's your name?
Ignor.
Ignor. Tell me, Ignor. What's your answer?
Find it Krypton.
Ignor says Krypton. Ignor, why aren't you registering to participate on our show? You're such a regular listener. We'd love to see you in the studio.
I have to ask my parents first.
Ask, ask. Okay, next caller. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. Who's this?
Hi. Jay.
Jay, okay. And what's your...
My answer is Krypton.
Krypton, okay, Jay. Let's go to our next caller. Hello, welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. What's your name?
Ayushi.
Ayushi?
And the answer is Krypton.
Is that Ayushi? Yes, thank you for your answer. Let me make sure I've got your name right. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Arnav.
Arnav. Okay, Arnav, what's your answer?
Krypton.
Arnav says Krypton as well. I have so far 7. I'll take 3 more calls. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. What's your name?
My name is Shamit.
Shamit. Shamit, what's your answer?
The answer is Krypton.
Krypton. Okay. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. What's your name?
My name is Spurti.
Spurti?
Yeah, it's Spurti. I-S-P-U-T-I.
It's Spurti. Okay.
Yeah. And the answer is planet Crypto.
Crypto? Okay. Thank you, Spurti. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's go to our next caller, and that will be caller number 9. Well, you're on air. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Nanaz.
Nanaz? Yes, Nanaz. And your answer is?
Krypton.
Krypton, says Nanaz. Also a new caller. Welcome. And our last caller for this question is, what's your name?
Come on.
What's your name?
Hello?
Hello. Yes, you're on air.
Hello,
my name is Ayan.
Ayan?
And the answer is Krypton.
Krypton, is your name Ayan?
No, Sarang.
Sarang. Okay, Sarang, and Sarang's answer was Krypton.
Okay. Your name? My name is Sarang, and the answer is Krypton.
Thank you, Sarang. Sarang was our last caller, also a new caller. I haven't heard that name before. And with that, we're going to take a short break. When we come back from a break, we'll do our last category for today, which is the human body. And we will also reveal who is currently in the lead in the studio. With that, let's take a break. Jiye ja, sawal kiye ja.
The Safari Quiz Show.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We've already done 2 categories so far today. Those are current events and superheroes. And so far it does look like one person is running away with the competition. Let's see if the next category, human body, changes that. Let's see, before we total up our points, let me announce the winner of our listener question. That is Shamit. Shamit, if you're listening, please write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com to claim your prize. Shamit won the second listener round. I take 10 questions every time, so be sure to quickly dial in when you hear the listener question. So let's go and see what points our contestants in the studio have. Adarsh, how many points do you have?
I have 15.
Adarsh has 15 points.
I have 25.
He has 25 points. And Abhinav, how many points do you have?
90.
Abhinav has 90 points. Is it possible mathematically to catch up with him? Yes, it is. But somebody has to be really, 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 really good with the buzzer. Ruhi, how many points do you have?
5.
Ruhi has to do better this category, right? It's human body, so you may be a little more familiar with it than superheroes, because I have a feeling that your mummies and daddies have been really, really good at bringing you up and not exposing you to any comic books or any bad movies that you shouldn't be watching. But the human body is something that you probably learn about in school. So let's see. Are we ready?
Yes.
Ready? I want to hear a big yes. Otherwise, yes! I'm not starting. Yes, there you go. All right, here's the first question. And we have 12 questions in this category. So our total of 120 points are up for grabs, okay? Everybody, hands on your buzzers, be ready, absolutely. The first question has actually two answers, and if you can give me either one, I will accept it. The human body has 100 trillion of these. Ooh. Okay, we are going to... No, stop. I'm going to ask the question again. The human body has 100 trillion of these. Yes.
Our cells.
Cells is right. And that was my mistake for not switching on the thing.
It's supposed to be bacteria.
That was the second answer. So either one would have been fine. This is sort of a trick question. Question number two. Which is the largest organ in the body? Yes.
The liver?
The liver is incorrect. Question passes to Adarsh. Ruhi, I'm going to have to take your last 5 points. Adarsh, what's your answer?
Pass. Skin.
The skin, yes. There's a little bit of a dispute. So, Ruhi, you know what? I'm going to give you your 5 points back because the second largest organ is the liver. And there is always a little dispute as to whether the skin is an organ, but it is. And the skin is the correct answer. So 5 points to Abhinav. Okay. Which system does the stomach belong to? Which system? Yes.
Digestive
system. Ruhi is right. She gets 10 points. Question number 4. Holding your breath and counting to 10 is said to be a cure for this involuntary... Yes.
Hiccups
is right. Abhinav is still going strong. Question number 5. When we inhale, we absorb oxygen from the air. Which gas do we breathe out? Yes.
Carbon dioxide
is right. Adarsh gets 10 points. Question number 6. There are around 206 of these in the body.
Bones,
says Abhinav, and he is right.
I thought we were supposed to have
206. Question number 7. The primary function of this organ is to circulate blood. Yes.
Heart
is right. Abhinav is well prepared. Did the other kid,
I didn't practice.
You didn't practice, you didn't prepare?
Yeah.
But did you know this answer?
No.
No, okay.
Oh, I did. Actually, yeah, I did, but I just...
Didn't buzz in fast enough. Right. Question number 8. We have, 5 more questions. What is the name of the longest bone in the body? Yes.
Femur.
Femur is right. You didn't even need my secondary clue. I was going to say, is it called the thigh bone? Okay. Question number 9. Hands on buzzes, everybody. The 5 senses are sight, hearing, smell, touch... And what?
And touch?
Mm-mm. 5 points from you. Question passes to Abhinav.
Smell.
Already said 5 points from you.
I didn't hear
it. Ruhi.
Taste
is right. Ruhi gets 5 points. Question number 9. No, we did question number 9. Question number 10. What is the name of the joint...
You're supposed to take those 2 5 ones and put a...
Give her a 10?
Yeah.
I'm sure she can count. Don't worry. Question number 10. What is the name of the joint between the foot and the leg? Look at your feet. Tell me what's between the foot and... Yes.
Knee?
No. The foot and the leg.
I thought it was over here.
Question passes to Adarsh.
Ankle,
you don't need to buzz in.
I thought
here
there was
go.
Another scientific
name. There is no scientific name for it. It was an easy question. That was the trick. Okay. What do we call the tubes that carry blood away from the heart?
Away from the heart.
Arteries is right. Good job, Ruhi. Okay. Question number 12. And the last question of the day. Which part of the body has the bones called the hammer and the anvil? Also has a bone called the stirrup. Which is the...
Oh,
yes.
Ear.
The ear. That's right. It's the smallest bone in the body, which is called the stirrup. And with that, we come to the end of our 3 rounds in the studio. And are we ready for our listener question? Let's go to our listener question. Our number is 510-770-1550. And here's a listener question. What is the colored part of the eye called? 510-770-1550. The previous winners of our rounds were Gaurav and Shamit. Our email to reach us is safariquizshow@gmail.com. Let's go to our first caller. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. You're on air. Who's this? Hello?
Yeah, Iris.
And what's your name?
Archit.
Archit. Archit says, what did you say again?
Iris.
Iris. Archit says Iris. What's the colored part of the eye? That's the question. Second caller. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on air. Who's this? Hello. Can I have your name? Yes, what's your name?
Aryan.
Aryan? Is that your name?
And the answer... Hello?
Yes.
My name is Aryan, and the answer is retina.
Aryan says retina. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hello, you're on air. Who's this? Hello? You're breaking up. Try again. Let's go to our next caller. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Pranav.
Yes, Pranav. What's your answer?
Iris.
Pranav says Iris. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on air. Who's this?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, you're on air. Tell me your name.
My name is Arnav.
Arnav? Okay, Arnav.
And I think the answer is retina.
Arnav says retina. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on air. Who's this?
Iknur.
Iknur, what is your answer, Iknur?
The iris.
Iknur says iris. So we have two answers going around, the iris and the retina. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on air. Who's this?
I'm the Shruti.
Didn't get your name.
Ispoti,
yeah, I got it.
And the answer is iris.
Ispoti says iris. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on air. Who's this?
Yash, and the answer is iris.
Yash says iris. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. You're on air. Who's this?
This is Sabina.
Yes, Sabina.
The answer is iris.
Sabina says iris. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on air. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Manali, and the answer to the question is the iris of the eye.
And what is your name again?
Mrinalini.
Mrinalini. Beautiful name. All right, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on
air.
Yes, hello, you're on air.
My name is Shomi.
How do you spell it?
S-A-U-M-I.
Somi, okay, go ahead.
And the answer is iris.
Somi says iris. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'll take two more calls. Hi, welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. What's your name?
Hi, my name's Conan, and I wanted to call to answer the question.
Okay, go ahead, you're on air.
Here is iris.
And tell me your, spell your name for me.
K. W-A-N-A-N.
Kanan. Got it. And let's go to our last call.
Is it done?
Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. The last caller. You're on air.
My name is Jay.
Jay. Go ahead, Jay. What's your answer?
Pupil.
Jay says pupil. And that's our last caller for today and our last listener question for the day. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll announce our winner and the winner of the listener question. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye Ja Sawal Kiye Ja.
Hey, Jiye Ja Sawal Kiye Ja.
You can see how kids are enthu in the studio today. And we are back. I'm your host, Vidya, and you're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Unfortunately, our show is done for today, but we still have some fun things to announce. First is the winner of our listener question. This is the third listener question, and our winner is a new caller, I believe. Yash, you won, and do write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Our three winners today are Shamit, Gaurav, and Yash. Please write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com, and we will get your prizes to you. Send us your address, and we'll send your prizes to you. Today's show was dominated by our returning champion, Abhina. We'll still tote up the points. Let's see. Adarsh, how many points do you have?
I have 35 points.
35 points. Ruhi, how many points do you have?
Well, I think this white one is supposed to be a 10, so...
No, the white is a 5, and the reds are 10s, and we have the
25.
Kids... Ruhi has 25. So we let the kids keep track of their own points. They are the most interest in making sure that they are being scored correctly. And so let's go to our returning champion, Abhinav. How many points do you have, Abhinav?
150
points. Let's give him a big round of applause. He really dominated today's game. So Abhinav, are you going to be able to return next week for the show?
No.
So how about the week after?
Yes.
So Abhinav will not return next week. So we'll see if our old champion, Arjav, can come back. Otherwise, we'll have three brand new contestants next week for our Safari Quiz Show. Be sure to tune in then. I'm your host, Vidya. Oh, and I want to leave you with a quote from Mark Twain. Think about it this week while you're thinking about our show for next week. It's a quote by Mark Twain who says, "I have never let my schooling interfere with my education." Think about that while we go off air. And thank you so much for listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye ja, sawal kiye ja.